Hello, adventurers, and welcome to The Game Master and Me, a two-player tabletop role-playing podcast with me, your host, Craig Burton. Hello, adventurers, and welcome back to The Game Master and Me. We have a brand new episode and a brand new adventure, this time set in space on a Martian colony where all is not well. And for that, we'll be playing Mars Colony by Tim C. Kapang. So without further ado, we'll get started and tell you more about it. This week, we're playing Mars Colony by Tim Kapang. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Tim C. Kapang. He seems like a really nice chap. And I really like this game.
How do you know that?
How do I know him? I just like from emailing him a little bit when I first got it years ago. He seemed nice. That's my story.
Well, he's probably still nice. And
I'm sure he
older.
Is. Probably is a little bit older, isn't he, actually?
Yeah.
Hi, older Tim. I wonder if he listens to this.
Oh,
he might do.
Knows?
Well, I'm going to email him and let him know it exists.
Pretty much forcing his hand there, really.
Brilliant, yeah. And then he might be our one listener. Thanks, Tim. And thanks for making Mars Colony so we can play it too.
Yeah.
Right. Bit of weird fanboy stuff out of the way. I'm taking my jumper off because I'm hot. In fact, I might just turn the heater off instead.
That's a good idea.
Thanks, mate. Thanks.
And then when you've done that, So tell me about this Mars Colony.
Mars Colony. Okay. So the premise of Mars Colony, it's a two-player game. That's two of us, me and you.
An actual two-player game,
which, should be really fun. The premise of it is you being the player. We'll be playing, well, I guess we're both players, really, because we're both playing it, aren't we? But you will be taking on the role of Kelly Perkins, Earth's hero being sent to Mars, basically to sort out all the problems going on the Mars colony. The Mars colony being a colony
on Mars.
On Mars. Yeah.
It's kind of in the name.
Set up to be like a multinational, you know, utopia, like the all the world kind of set stuff up and they sent it to Mars and they were like, let's go and make a go of this. And all is not going quite as well as it could. Boo. Because reasons.
Because they watched 80s films.
That's right. They watched 80s films.
1980s.
1980s, not the 2080s, which, as we both know, weren't quite as terrible as 1980s. Mars films.
Because I'm sure, you know, the longevity of this project is gonna extend quite a long way.
Mars, that's Mars Colony in a nutshell. And the way it works is you solve problems by rolling dice. Go. it'll all make sense as we come to it, I suppose.
Cool. Should we talk through a little bit of the prep that we've done?
Yeah, the preparation. Okay, so to play, we've got the tokens. Have you got your tokens?
Yeah.
How many do I need? You sound confident. 9 tokens.
Yeah, I could get 9 tokens. I've got 9 tokens.
You've got 9 tokens. Good stuff. 2 six-sided dice. 6 small index cards. Do we have those? Oh, hang on. No, we've already done that bit, so that's fine. Yes, we have those. Good work. Copy of the list, and we've got a pencil for each player.
Yep.
Nice. Good stuff.
So we've got the list of things you need to play.
Yep. We've created our stage one is creating the fear cards, which we've done. We've independently gone away. Well, not really gone away. We've both just been sat here opposite each other, just not telling each other what we wrote, because that's
Absolutely.
How it works. Secretively writing down fears.
I've got my fears on my screen, and I presume you've got yours on yours.
Yes, I do indeed.
Excellent.
We have collaboratively chosen two to four political parties.
Oh, we went with 4.
We did go with 4. I've just noticed it says 2, 2, 4.
Yeah, and that makes it more complicated, doesn't it?
But having
probably
4.
More fun, I'd imagine.
I think so. Maybe.
There's a direct correlation between complexity and fun.
That's why taxes are so much fun.
I don't know. I've never been self-employed.
Okay. It's really fun. Especially
I remember.
Counting. Yes. Anyway, so we've collaboratively chosen 2 to 4 political parties from modern times. Should we talk about who they are?
Yeah, okay.
I suppose we ought to.
So there are four colours which you can assign to political parties. And it, the description does suggest that, you know, you might want to be inspired by political parties of your own time. Ooh. And so I'm going to start off with the Greens. As they are in the UK, the Green are an environmentally focused party. And in this case, they are a listed in the game as a minority.
Nice one, James. Thank you very much. I'm going to go with here describing the Yellow Party. And the Yellow Party, we have kind of based on real kind of right-wing radical type parties. We've kind of set them up as basically Martian radicals, from Martian nationalists, born on Mars, blame Earth for all their issues in a similar way as some people might blame immigrants for all their issues. That kind of thing is what we've gone for there.
Yeah, kind of a nationalist movement kind of
populist
party.
Yeah, populist. That's what I was looking for. Nice.
Yeah. I've got all the words.
Tasty.
The Red Party, yeah, which are quite a kind of conservative party, if you're in the UK. And they are very, very business focused. Extremely business focused. Yeah.
Business.
So you can expect lots of high up decisions to be guided by
money.
How much money is going to be coming in and which donors have put a lot of money into things that have big businesses. Yeah. And they are listed as a dominant party.
Nice. Oh, yeah. The Yellow Party, I forgot to add, are a fringe party because no one takes that kind of person very seriously.
Yeah, you're going to have a right pain in the ass editing that back in.
No, I'm just going to leave it as it is. Leave it as it is. Or maybe I won't. I should probably edit it. I should probably do something.
Well, no, if you leave that bit in about me saying it's a pain in the ass editing it, then, you know, all's well. And last party?
Last party is the Blue Party. And they are in Britain, a kind of Labour, I guess American Democrats, but similar sort of thing, kind of more... people less money focused and more people focused, a little bit more socialist. So they are listed as a minority party in this game. Yeah, we've put them down as smaller than the Greens because we kind of figured that the socialist ideals, things like, you know, like in the NHS and, well, you know what socialism is, you know, government involvement, has fallen to the wayside in favor of big business. Big business.
Business.
Because it's the future, and all good future tales start with big business ruling everything and being the enemy.
Basically.
And we're a cliche.
Yeah.
That's what we are.
So, yeah. So, stage three then.
Stage three.
Was
business?
Was to pick the governor, the game master. To pick characters from each of the four organizations that are on the organization map handily supplied.
Yeah.
Give them an allegiance to a political party.
And I've done that.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Stage four
was the saviour, which is me.
Yeah.
The player places all 9 tokens in the circle labelled admiration.
We've done that. Nice.
That's me putting the tokens...
in a circle labelled admiration. Wicked.
Yes, stage five. The saviour chooses a fictional political party for Kelly Perkins.
Yep.
And records the name on the character worksheet in the box labelled affiliation.
Done that?
Do I declare that?
Well, you can do. I mean, yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go red.
Red, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I don't know that I would have got as far as I've got without being part of the elite, you know, allied to the dominant party, and also very business focused. It just, I don't really want to myself as a person, but that I think the character certainly got their sort of training and, you know, advancement through that route.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And it'll make for some fun role play, hopefully. Yeah,
hopefully. Cool. I was going to say finally then, but we've still got more to go after this one. Stage number six, we develop a sympathy for Kelly Perkins. I say we, you do, as the saviour.
Yeah. So we went through that already.
And yeah,
so shall I talk about the sympathy then?
Yep.
We chose the sympathy to be a child, that Kelly Perkins has a child. and that the child is somehow politically powerful.
Ooh.
I could also go on to say that the name of the child is, in this case, Max Mason.
Yeah, you did go on to say that.
I did, yeah. And, well, I mean, you can just cut this and put it wherever you want.
I could do. Up your bum.
And Max Mason is of age 21.
Okay.
And bearing in mind, Kelly Perkins is of age 46.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice. Nice.
Actually, I'm going to talk about Max Mason.
Oh, have a little chat about Max Mason.
Shall I? Max never held down a job. And being a Martian, blames Earth for not enough infrastructure support.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in and out of institutions and even a little bit of prison.
No.
His location on Mars AmeriCorp.
AmeriCorp.
Yeah, and political powerfulness is due to the fact that he's part of the Yellow Party,
boom,
as in the radicals, the nationalists, and is quite high up.
Okay, so we choose the three health markers.
As part of Stage 7, you choose health markers from a list, and they're things such as environmental markers or kind of institutional markers, things that you might expect a government to put in place. Or, you know, problems, conflict, I guess.
Brilliant. So that's the game set up. We are ready to begin. Go for it, young saviour. Introduce yourself.
Okay, so I thought, when I was writing this, I thought that Kelly Perkins kind of reminded me a bit of Michelle Obama.
Okay.
Just in appearance, really.
Yeah.
And any likeness otherwise is unintentional, and this is all a fictional character,
right?
That should cover us legally, right?
But I thought, hope so.
If you want to have an image, Google Michelle Obama, or just think of Michelle Obama. I just think, you know, it's a nice image. Okay, so Kelly Perkins. I've decided to do it first person.
Okay, yeah.
Everyone knows that I love sushi, yoga at dawn, and that it turns out I'm indifferent to shopping in New York. I've played that business game, Two Truths, One Lie, so much that people often know what I'm going to say before I say it. The truth is, I don't go a bundle on sushi. It's good brain food. I don't have time for yoga in the mornings because I'm already working on my data pad at or on the way to work. New York, meh, I could take it or leave it, so I guess the most truth has come out of the lie. I haven't had time for those things, but that's why I graduated top of my class at business school and was either saving or selling companies by the time I was 24. I always worked hard. I may not have even been the most intelligent, but I worked hard, and after that, I worked harder. That's what has got me to where I am today. I didn't get any leg ups or leg overs to get to this point. I made some mistakes along the way. Everyone makes mistakes. Some I could learn from, and others had to be hidden. At the end of it all, I got the job done and didn't let anything get in the way of that. When I was 24, I may have been liquidating big conglomerates, but I also made the mistake of falling in love. Don't worry, that'll never happen again. I don't regret the love. He could talk the hind legs off a horse, and it seemed to be so pure as well, so ideological. I was almost resolved to packing it all in and moving to Mars at that point. But like the promise of the Mars project, like a refreshing ice cream on a sunny day, it melted away to leave a mess. In our case, we didn't have to face up to our mistake. The child that I bore did. I still regret it, but I made my choice. I put provisions in place for him, did what I could. The thing I couldn't do was give my time or my love. I couldn't even give that to myself at the time. Can I even do that now? I'm not sure. That's an introduction to Kelly Perkins.
That was a nice introduction to Kelly Perkins.
Cool.
That was nice. So, yeah, she arrives on Mars. What happens?
Yeah. Well, naturally, she knows what's in store.
Mm-hmm.
And she's worked the whole journey.
Yeah.
Barely getting any sleep. You know, so she's pretty tired when she's got there. But, you know, she lives on caffeine and whatever stimulant they have at the time that's probably slightly healthier but still a stimulant. So it keeps you from fresh, refreshing sleep. So she's done a lot of work already. As the beautiful atmosphere and kind of vista of Mars appears in the viewing window of the traveling craft that she's on. She barely notices, barely looks up.
Yeah.
If anything, looking up would just maybe bring back painful. And she's got work to do.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So, the first scene, we'll have a personal scene, actually. So we'll start with her going for a meeting, I think. She's been there. Okay. She's all business. She's gone back to her hotel. She's spent the night there. And the following morning, she gets up to go to the, gets picked up and taken to Mayor Yang's office.
Mayor Yang, who is affiliated
with the Red Party.
The same affiliation that Kelly Perkins has.
It is. So, yeah, she goes, hello there, Kelly. Come in to my office. Yes. And he shakes her hand, invites her in, and sits her down.
How long has Mayor Yang been mayor?
Mayor Yang has been mayor for, I think this is his second year as mayor.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah, his predecessor was also from the Red Party, I think.
Oh, of course. So he says, pleased to meet you, yeah, whatever. So you. Hello.
Lovely. I trust you had a good journey here and a good stay in the hotel. Everything was up to your expectations.
Oh, yes. It was a long journey, of course, but it allowed me to get a lot of work done. It's nice meeting you face-to-face, finally,
yes,
in person,
yes,
as opposed to, over comlink.
Truly a pleasure. So, as you know, we've asked you here to come and help us with a few problems that we seem to be struggling with. We'd like to keep it, we'd rather focus on the positives, if you see what I mean.
Well, that is fair enough, but in order to get to the positives, sometimes one has to uncover the negatives to deal with them.
Yes, okay, well,
I'd like to just say, Mayor Yang, that I think it would be good with me, since I've obviously signed the highest disclosure agreement, if we could just be frank with each other, that would be beneficial to what I can achieve.
Right. Well, to be frank, it's all going tits up here.
Maybe that's a little too frank.
Well, yes. There's a considerable amount of protest recently and civil unrest.
I see.
Yes. And
I wasn't fully aware of that.
Well, we're doing some wonderful things here at the Red Party. We're ploughing lots of money into lots of great endeavors, which make us all very rich, you know, which is brilliant. But the people, they seem to, they seem unnerved. They seem annoyed. I mean, employment is up, which is nice. You know, everyone loves a job. But we need to try and calm things down. Yes, that's what we need to do.
I see. So you have great concerns about the recent civil unrest.
Yes, I do. I do indeed.
Have I been reading the right media, or have you got more to add? I would know from the Space Economist.
Okay. Well,
that's a free plug for the Economist there.
Yes. Space Economist. All right. Well, it depends. What you've read in the Space Economist, really?
Well, presumably you've been monitoring the media as well.
Yes.
And
I'm a very busy man.
Helping them take the right point of view.
Yes. Well, someone has to. That's why I'm mayor. Because I do what needs to be done, and I do it well and efficiently, so people vote for me, and I'm rich.
You don't need to BS me, Mei Yang.
No, that's true.
I'm on your side already.
Oh, that's great to know, Kelly. Can I call you Kelly? It is your name after all.
No. Okay. Yes, you can call me Kelly.
Miss Perkins. Miss Kelly Perkins. Marvellous. Yes.
With all due respect, Mei Yang, I don't think people have used gender-specific titles for decades.
No. No, well, you know,
you are of the old school, aren't you?
I am red party. I'm very old fashioned, don't you know? Very old fashioned. Yes. That's what we do. If I had my way, it wouldn't be the space future. It would be the space past. The space past. Yes. Yes.
Right.
Yeah, I'd take away the vote for anyone that wasn't ridiculously wealthy and rich. And I'd send children back up chimneys where they belong. Cleaning.
It's probably best to focus on our actions and how we'd like them to be portrayed in the media.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Yes. Anyway, so social unrest, education. I mean, there seems to be far fewer people taking the top jobs these days. I mean, employment's up, like I told you, but it's all, there's no one there. Like, we're losing people in the sciences. And that brings us to our third problem. There seems to be some mysterious radiation coming from somewhere. A leak. And some poisoning. People suffering.
Yes, I didn't know about that.
Oh, okay.
Which district is this poisoning in, or which manufacturing plant?
It's
Or mining facility.
It's in the Rechu district.
Oh, yes.
There's a lot
okay.
of mining facilities there. And frankly, they don't seem to care much for safety.
They don't care much for safety?
Well, they seem to be, you know, I mean, it's good because it makes it cheap. And I like cheap things.
And what is it that has been reported to have leaked?
Well, I'm unknown. Again, it's tricky. I mean, finding experts that are willing to go down there and have a little look, it's been tricky.
I see. So you don't have the available resource to send in there to even investigate.
That's right. That's right. And we want to keep this on the DL, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm down with the kids. I stay soft like DL, even though I'm a posh old dude.
It's the dude low.
Yeah.
Keep things on the dude low.
Keep things on the dude low.
Okay.
That's right.
Well, okay, so at this point, am I trying to resolve things, or?
Well, that's
it's my play. Should I just go nuts?
Setup scene, really.
Should
so,
see
what
okay.
do you want to do? I mean, that's the kind of a setup. I mean, that's not an opposition or anything. It's just that's what happens. So basically, the way this works is we have a personal scene where we'll talk about things and set things up. The minute I foist a problem upon you. So, for example, if we were in a place where the leak was happening, I'd say, oh, you found a leak or you found a problem. Then that would put an opposition scene on, and then you'd start trying to save it. So trying
okay.
to progress it.
Because obviously one of the things, because I'm in this opposition scene, I'm finding out some good stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering at what point to go into a progress scene. I implement a plan to stabilize the threat.
Okay.
So I guess I don't want to cut you off.
No, no. Well, you wouldn't be. I mean, this is basically the scene goes until we decide we've had enough. And it's,
yeah,
the way
okay.
I see this is just setting up things. We're just having a little chat.
Yeah, I like
I'm
it.
Taking
I like
the piss
it.
Out of posh people, and it's
yeah.
fun for everyone.
Which are an endangered species in the future.
Which are an endangered species in the future. So we need to protect them and nurture them and care for them.
No, I like the way this is going, though. So I think if we can carry on with this opposition scene a bit, I just wanted to clarify the mechanics a little bit.
Yes, okay.
So you've got a leak.
Yes.
You don't have clear information on what the leak is.
No.
How do you know you have a leak?
Well, because if you read some of the local rags from that area, and on the social media, are you familiar with Space Face? Do you have that on Earth? Space Face?
I don't really use it so much. I use Spatter more than that.
Spatter?
Yeah,
oh, yes. Nice. I'm familiar with all these things because I'm, you know, down with the kids. It's anyway, Space Face, I'm sure you're aware, it's a thing that's on the internet. Yes. Internet.
Mayor Yang, we have had the internet for centuries.
Yes, marvelous thing. Anyway, so yeah, there's people talking about it, like people saying they're getting sick, and you know, mostly poor people.
Well, they are the ones that are in the mines, isn't it? Really, they're the ones that are employed.
Yeah.
So employment may be up, but it's not necessarily the best and safest jobs.
Well, they should just be grateful they've got jobs, is what I say.
So this has come through the media then?
Yes.
I see. Okay.
From, you know, different varieties and stuff. But I don't think they seem to... They're saying it's a sickness, you know, they don't seem to know exactly why. I mean, you know what poor people are like? They're too stupid, I think, to figure out what exactly it is. Which is why we need to try and get it sorted.
Let's breeze over that.
Yes.
I won't take notes on that. I won't write that down.
Okay, no, probably better that way. I mean, you know, I need to try and keep a good public face on.
Yes. We know some reporters, don't we?
Yes, we do. Know some
Sydney
reporters.
Fane? Is Sydney Fane still working here? Is he a reporter?
Sydney Fane? The beat reporter, yes. He's,
Sydney Fane... Yes, last time I looked, Sydney was working for News Network Corp.
Yes, I tried
okay.
to.
That's good. I do think I have a connection.
Him, if I can.
Why is that, man?
Why? He's a little. Likes to stir up trouble.
I see. So is he even maybe one of the reporters that has been, reporting on this issue?
He's had some things to say about it, yes.
Okay, I need to check out these reports, maybe even talk to Sydney.
Yes. Okay, perhaps, but yes, I wouldn't put too much stock in what he has to say. He's, although, one other thing I will say about him, he puts focus, he doesn't blame us. He takes the focus away from me and puts it all on Earth, which is interesting turn.
Well, I suppose so, but you are almost a representative of Earth, really, or do you not consider yourself to be?
No, I do, but
it's easier to let things slide off.
Absolutely. All the while he's focusing them away from Mars, then they're not looking at me.
Right. So, yes, okay.
But it still makes things tricky. Diplomacy can be tricky. With loose cannons like, oh, I just bumped my noggin on my microphone there.
Okay.
That was weird. Yes. It can be a loose cannon.
That's weird. Where did that microphone come from?
Where did that come from? Are we being listened to in my office?
Have you swept for bugs?
Oh, bugger.
Maybe that's where Sydney's getting his information.
Sydney Fane! Yes, anyway, so yeah, that's a bit of a rundown of what the mayor thinks about stuff.
Okay. And so what do you say then? Scene?
End of scene. Nice. So, yeah, that's it. You've kind of had the issues outlined to you. What's your next goal? Where are you going to go?
I'm going into a personal scene. Kelly goes back to the hotel.
Yeah.
Back to her room, which is really more like an office now, with, you know, some papers around, four or five data pads with different things on, a couple of programs running searches for various things. When she gets back, she configures a couple of the searches for the local media and the colonial media.
Yeah.
And see what comes up on those. And sure enough, in the local media, the name Sydney Fane does keep appearing, especially in relation to these stories of a leak and radiation and the government not looking after us and Earth being all to blame. I was aware of Sydney Fane. And have actually met Sydney probably a couple of times before, just at press conferences and things.
Yeah.
And so I think, may as well try and tackle this problem by the throat, take it by the throat. And so I link in with my robot PA.
Yeah.
What is my robot PA's name? Robolia.
Robolia.
Sounds like a disease.
Robolia. Robolia.
Robolia. Yeah, Robolia, can you get Sydney Fane in?
Okay.
Nice. Okay. And I have another Noffy, which is it's not coffee, basically. Because coffee was banned 47 years ago.
Yeah.
And wait for Sydney Fane. And in the meantime, keep running the searches and keep working, looking to see if I can find any actual scientific evidence in any of the stories about this leak.
Cool.
When there is a knock at the door.
Yeah. Robalia goes and answers the door and comes back and says, Sydney Fane is here to see you.
Thanks.
Sydney Fane comes in.
Hi, Sydney. I think we've met before across crowded press conference rooms. Kelly Perkins, you me, Kelly.
Hello. Yes, we have. Yes, I'm Sydney Fane. Good to see you again, Kelly.
Yes, I'm glad to know that you're Sydney Fane.
Yes, I am Sydney Fane. Still, did I just introduce myself even though we've met before? How bizarre.
I don't know that we've really met face to face.
No, it was just traded glances ish.
As you may know, because you are an excellent investigative reporter,
one of the best, yes,
I've been brought over from Earth to try and investigate some of the problems that Mars colony is experiencing. I've just had a meeting with Mayor Yang.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure we both know him well. Let's just try and get over that and focus on the problems so that we can proactively look at things. Now, I believe we have a problem in that due to the employment demographic, which looks good, however, clearly doesn't involve any kind of educated scientists, presumably because of the scarce skills environment, coming up from Earth and coming up in the colony. We don't have much information to be able to try and solve the problem. And so I'm going to have to rely on your expert investigations. And if you could tell me what you may have found in the Ritu district to suggest that there is a leak, then I would be much obliged.
What have I found? Well, there's a lot of people suffering from radiation sickness. I mean, does that not seem like a kind of thing that might suggest there's a leak?
Definitely, yes.
Yeah.
And these people have been verified by medical professionals.
Yeah, they have.
And that's on their medical records, then.
So they've got radiation sickness, that they're sick.
Yes.
Yeah, it has.
Okay, excellent. Well, I mean, that's an administrative mine that we can look into, because there'll be records in that case.
Yeah.
I'm surprised to hear you say that, because I would have thought that kind of thing would have been in the articles if there was that kind of hard evidence.
Well, the trouble is, there's some very wealthy people backing these projects, and getting it out there, there's lots of red tape put in the way by lawyers, your fancy big businesses and their fancy lawyers that will come up from Earth to cover it all up.
Indeed. Yes, there has always been that animosity between the businesses and the media.
Yeah, there's people aren't willing to go on record because they're just being paid off.
Ah, right.
Or ignored. Or being threatened with litigation. Or worse.
Do you know who they're being... Do you have evidence they're being threatened with litigation, or is this hearsay?
If I had proof, then... well, that'd be a different story, wouldn't it? Or I wouldn't be talking to you because, you know, I'd be put out of the way.
Well, I'm surely there's no danger of that. Sydney, you've got a huge reputation, and that would probably cause more trouble than it was worth. Not that it would ever be even considered.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. Let's hope so. I'm hoping to carry on reporting the truth for a long while yet.
Indeed, and that's exactly what I'd like you to do. How are you doing? Because, like, I'd like to move this to a progress scene.
What are you trying to do? What is your goal to get a progress scene out of this?
To get Sydney Fane to investigate this further.
Yeah.
With our jurisdiction.
Okay.
Which would give him extra, rights to be able to go into various places.
Yeah.
It would also get him on the payroll and mean that he'll sign various non-disclosure acts.
Yeah.
Also, it will potentially get him, hopefully, kind of like on our side a little bit.
Right.
Because he'll have more access.
Yeah.
A little bit of flattery. And also, hopefully, get some more information because it's clear that we don't have anyone that's going to be able to go in and actually help.
Okay. So we've got, you want him to write an expose on it.
Yeah, I'm kind of trying to get him as an ally, I guess, basically. Yeah.
Okay. And what health marker is that going to help against?
That is going to help against radiation.
Radiation.
Potentially.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So in order to do that, what you need to do is you need to roll your dice. So you have two dice.
Oh, okay. So I don't play the scene. I just describe that.
You describe what you're doing. Yeah, we play the scenes when we think it's fun.
I see. Okay. Right. Okay. Okay. Cool. That's cool. I just didn't know that. I'm getting clearer as we go.
Yeah. I mean, in theory.
But I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because I'm tempting him. I'm playing him. I'm tempting him to something that, as an investigator, an investigative journalist, he almost can't refuse.
Yeah.
But also slightly trapping his freedom of speech.
Yeah.
As a journalist.
Yeah.
Because he will understand there's legal implications behind that.
Yeah.
That's the plan. That's really what's behind it. And ultimately, I don't at this time know that there is radiation or a problem with radiation.
Hmm.
I suspect there probably is, but it could well also be the fact that it's been hyped up by the media that's actually causing the problem.
Yeah. Could be. Yeah. And you know what he's like.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. So what do I roll?
So you roll your 2d6.
Right. Well, I've got a 3 and a 1.
3 and a 1. Okay.
Yeah.
So that fails straight away.
Yes. On any roll, including the initial roll, if one or both of the dice show a 1, then the entire plan is a failure.
Oh.
Okay. But I can take the 3 forward if I create a deception, I believe.
Yes. Yeah, so let's have a look. As long as the savior avoids humiliation or scandal, he may turn any failure into an appropriate success through deception. The savior adds the points he would have generated if he hadn't rolled a 1 to the colony health marker under the column marked lies. The savior gains no points from that roll, from the roll that actually included the 1. So you don't gain any points from that.
Really?
No.
Oh, unless I create a deception or?
No, even if you don't get any points from this roll.
All right, well, I'll take a contempt.
So, so that's a failure, unfortunately. So, Sydney stands up. Yeah, no, Kelly, I don't know why they've sent you here. I don't know what you're trying to achieve, but I don't trust you. And I'm not into it. And he walks out. Rebellia comes back and says, Sydney Fane has left, Kelly.
Thanks, Rebellia. He's got more fiber than I gave him credit for.
Yes, I scanned him. He has very good fiber levels. I scan things. I'm a robot. It's what I do.
That's not what I mean.
And that's the end of the scene. Okay. So you head down. So Kelly is in the Ritu district.
Right.
It's a sunny red day on Mars, as it always is.
Which is very appropriate for the Ritu district, which is means rising sun.
It does indeed. So yeah, you're kind of going down the streets, heading towards trying to find some information, trying to talk to some people and find out a little bit about what's happening with this leak, with this apparent radiation leak. While you're down there, you stop in and you meet your son, because he works in one of the mines. You bump into him in the street.
Bump into him?
Yeah, which is like really coincidental, because it's quite a big place with quite a lot of people.
Wow, but, is it coincidental or is it fate?
Oh, probably fate.
Yeah.
Or coincidence. Well, we're both
going into the same Noffy shop.
Yeah. Because you both love Noffy. Oh.
Exactly the same way. Okay, so we bump into each other and it's pretty awkward.
Yeah.
But obviously we recognize each other because we've been kind of in touch a bit.
Yeah.
Just not kind of lovingly, just really kind of superficially.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty awkward.
Yeah.
Max.
Oh, Mum. Hello.
Did you know I was coming?
Yeah.
Did you get my space mails?
Yeah, I'd heard. Yeah. Yeah. I saw your space mails. Yeah, I read them. It said some words, didn't you?
Yeah. What, was he 50 a day or something?
Well, you know.
Down the mine. Well, yeah. You sound terrible, Max. Well, I mean, I know we haven't spoken in a few years, but...
Well, you try living you around terrible. Here. Try living around here, like, the air. Like, it's not very clean, like, you know. It's horrible.
Well, let me get you a Noffy.
Yeah, thanks, Mum. Yeah, it's nice. I like Noffy.
So we go into the Noffy shop. What would you like?
I like the usual.
I don't know where your usual is. We haven't seen each other in years.
Oh yeah, true, yeah.
I'll have to describe it.
I'll have a...
Really specifically?
I'll have a caramel...
Caramel?
Noffy.
Noffy?
We like the cream on top.
Cream on top. That's exactly what I have.
Yeah, and the sprinkles...
Yeah, the sprinkles.
Chocolate
sprinkles. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Mum, I missed you.
Yes. Yeah, she says awkwardly. Okay, you sit down. I'll go and get that.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
And she then says, Robolia, can you get two Noffies? Just because that's her version of getting stuff, basically.
Okay, Kelly Perkins, I'm going to go to the coffee place. Noffy place, not coffee. And get Noffy.
That wipe didn't really work, did it? No. Okay, see you in 10 hours.
10 hours.
Mars hours. Anyway, okay, so I'll go and sit down with Max. You know, Max, you don't even have to do this mine work. I'm happy to send you the provisions that you need to move to, I don't know, AmeriCorp or anywhere else, even come back to Earth.
Oh, I don't need you. I don't want to go to Earth, Mum. I don't want to go there. Causing the problems, isn't they?
You sound bad.
Yeah, well, you know. I mean, you would do too if you had to live up here. And I want to make a difference. I want to make it right up here, Mum.
Have you at least seen a doctor?
Yeah, I'm all right. It's just a bit of a cough. But some of the people around here, they're not doing so well.
Yeah,
they're
that's
doing
kind
real
of
bad.
That's what I'm here to sort out, actually.
Yeah.
And if you can help me with any information, or if you've got any friends who really genuinely, they've been to a doctor and they've been diagnosed, but they're being maybe paid off to not say anything, then... Yeah, I kind of want to know about it.
Yeah, none of my friends have been paid off. They wouldn't do that. They're doing what needs to be done.
Okay.
They're going out there. They're gonna sort it out. Like, the mayor ain't doing nothing.
Well, he's pretty useless.
He's a knob, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Proper posh knob. I hate him.
I don't really get on with him.
Nah, he's a knob.
He's incompetent. That's what bothers me.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, we should punch him. We should burn his house down.
It's, you know, that's not really my style.
Well, Mum, I mean, sometimes you got to do stuff, haven't you? Got to do things.
So what would you do then? What would you do to fix this?
Well, I mean, I'll start by putting a video on Spaceface of me ranting, saying some words, calling people to arms, getting them out on the streets, saying, talking about how it is. Yeah.
I mean, I have to say, Max, I've seen it.
What, my videos?
Yeah, I've seen your videos. Yeah. I watch your videos. I watch all your videos.
Ah, oh, it's great, isn't it? Yeah. Are you on board, are you, Mum? You on board?
I don't know. The production values are quite poor.
Well, it's just me in my bedroom, isn't it?
I know.
With my webcam.
Why don't you just at least take some of the money to get someone to, you know, edit it properly and direct it and then put some good production values in it?
But it's raw, Mum. It's real. It's how it is. Me in my bedroom, angry.
Yeah, it's not. It's, the thing
it's
is.
It's a call to arms, Mum.
It's not that. That's not going to reach people, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
you know, look, we're in two different worlds. I'm just talking from the point of view of marketing and media. So, you know.
You really want to help, Mum? You want me to get my word out there, do you? You want me to help the yellow party? I'm a big deal in there. I'm a big deal, Mum.
I'm not sure that getting your word out's going to help. I'll be blunt. You know I'm always blunt. I want to help.
It's one of the things I like about you, Mum.
I don't know that that's necessarily the way I would choose to do it, but I'm here to help.
Yeah.
I'm here because they recognise there's problems here in this colony.
Yeah, there are problems here. There are problems. Earth's the problem.
Well,
and
I mean, they sent
the radiation
me to try and help
as well.
The thing is, okay, so Earth don't want problems. Earth don't want problems. So if I can go back to them and say, there is a problem with radiation, it's going to cost you X amount to solve it, to send in some scientists and some mechanics to fix the problem. And yet, if you don't fix it, then your lost revenue is going to be far exceeding that cost of fixing it. They'll listen to me, and then we can maybe get it fixed.
What about... Oh, that's it. It's chat about revenue, isn't it? What about people? What about the people who have been hurt?
The thing is, this would help the people. Okay,
yeah.
So the people that have been hurt, then, these are the people that are rebelling, is it?
Yeah.
The people that are going... These are the people that are going
standing
to
up, media. Standing up, telling how it is, saying what they
That's
want.
That's fair enough. That's fair enough. And so, I need to frame that back to Earth as, you know, what they need to do to solve the problem versus what problem it will cause for them. So maybe we can work together here. I'm here, and I'm well respected by Earth, as you know, to fix things, to fix the problems. So look, what would it take to meet, even in secret, if you like? And I trust you, Max. So I know that if you take me to a secret location, I'll be fine. To meet people, to meet these people, and find out their story, so that I can hear it, so that I can go back to Earth and say, you know, what it will take to actually try and fix the problem. And that's my way of acting. I know you have a different way of acting, but that's my way of acting.
Well, I mean, Mum, I just
can you
want
throw
problems
in a few
sorted out. What?
Throw in a few coughs.
Well, have a little cough there.
Just
we can sort things out. I can sort it out. Yeah, I can arrange a meeting, Mum. Yeah, I can do that for you. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Be nice. It'd be like Kelly and Max sorting the problems out.
Yeah.
Mum and son solving the problems. Yeah. We'll be like
Perkins and Mason.
Perkins and Mason.
Yeah. And we'll look into your PPI claim as well.
No. Oh, that'd be wicked, wouldn't it?
That sounds like the end of a scene then.
It does sound like the end of a scene.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's going to arrange some stuff.
Okay. So it's my go.
Yeah.
So my go is I'm going to choose a. I'm going to choose, so I've got a choice here. So the next scene, I reckon, will be basically going and meeting these people and talking to them.
Yeah.
That sounds like a personal scene.
It
because
does.
I'm still finding out information. Okay, so I'm going to go for a personal scene.
Yeah.
Okay, so I arrive in the evening for some reason.
Yeah.
After the sun has gone down.
Yeah.
And there's just these kind of red tinted, because of the dust, artificial lights. And I meet Max at a particular location, and I cough three times.
Oh, is that? Oh, hello, Mum. Is that you?
Yep. you're not meant to cough. I'm meant to cough. No, you're not meant to cough. Yeah, I'm meant to cough. I've done the code. I'm doing the code. Yeah. I mean, we know each other anyway.
Yeah. Well, I've just...
I suppose it was in case someone was impersonating me.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Just, you know.
Anyway, okay, so...
I can do codes too, Mum. Yeah.
Take me to the location then.
Right,
They go down the street.
Well, they do go down the street.
And then Max sort of puts a hand on his mum's shoulder, slows her down a bit, looks around furtively. And then sweeps back a kind of hanging rag, which is hiding a small alleyway.
Yeah.
Under an overhang of a building, and so they go down there.
They do.
They go down some steps.
Yeah.
And then they go down to the end of the building. And they go through what is some kind of the back of like a food place, like a restaurant. It's filled with tins, empty oil tins, and a couple of people illegally smoking Mars weed, and they kind of look a bit should we be worried about this, and decide not to act.
Yeah.
Because they're a bit spaced.
Max trades eyes with a couple of them, just like knowingly, like
they carry on. And they go through these back alleys.
Yeah.
I was going to say hanging washing, but I think it would get covered in red dust. So no hanging washing.
Yeah,
lines,
yeah.
Empty lines with no hanging washing,
yeah.
Just to kind of represent dystopia.
Yeah, everyone likes dystopia, apart from the people that have to live in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And eventually get to... what is basically like a hovel. It's like a small hall.
Yeah.
Like maybe it was a kind of like, it looks like a kid's like primary school or like elementary school hall, but it hasn't been used in years and years. It's completely kind of messed up.
Yeah.
There's these kind of like ladder bars on the wall and some ropes with this climbing frame and stuff like that, but they're all like half broken and hanging off, and there's just these kind of, you know, rags, bundles of rags, which turn out to be people in sleeping bags and things like that.
Yeah,
there's a lot of coughing, so much coughing. And there's a window which has got a rag over it, but it's completely covered in red dust anyway.
Yeah.
What's the point?
There is no point. It's also bleak.
It's bleak.
So, yeah.
That's definitely what I was going for, bleak.
All the while, Max is just marching on ahead of his mum. He's wearing a long sort of trench coat and shaven head. He's got a shaven head and he's smoking a cigarette, which he really shouldn't be doing, like a Mars cigarette, with his cough. And he's leading the way. And eventually they find a little place where there's a table, and there's some guys sat around, and he leads his mum in.
Hello. Okay. All right, Marvin, Lee, Del. Yeah, this is my mum. So I told you about.
These guys are all like 60s guitarists.
Yeah. Marvin, Till and Lee. Yeah.
just seems, sounds like it. Okay. I don't know how much Max has told you. But I'm here to, in any way that I can, help. Now, I know you might see me as some corporate sellout, and
I do. I see you as a right proper sellout. Yeah, he told us some about you. Yeah, he said you were coming to have a chat and try and make things right.
I see. I can tell that you're from Marschester.
That's right. Yeah, from Marschester. Ever been?
Yes, I have actually, very briefly, but probably not to the same places. It's a haven for great music.
That's right. Yeah. Marschester, where the best bands come from.
From the 2060s.
From the 2060s. Yeah. Yeah. I was in a band. I was a guitarist in a band. Yeah.
And so have you guys suffered radiation poisoning? Are you mine workers?
Yeah, we work in the mines, yeah. Yeah, ain't just that. It's just dangerous down there, but we got to make some money, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are your options in terms of making money?
Options, well, you know, there's working in the mines, or there's doing other stuff, you know. We can, like, you know, we're back before they closed all the venues, like in the music stopped, you know, we used to play in a band and we made loads of money that way. We were the best. I just swore I should fucking edit that out. But you know, when you're from Manchester, you just sort of swear, don't you?
I don't know where Manchester is.
Marschester. Yeah,
you're gonna have to keep up with the names that I make up.
We used to do that, but then all the posh people from Earth came and they bought like Mars houses near venues, and they complained about the noise and they got them all shut down, and then we couldn't work. We couldn't play band music anymore. The music was banned. Band music was banned, and all you could listen to was the sounds in your own head. The sound of, you know, or whatever goes on in your head. What goes on in your head?
I am going to go ahead and say that I think different things go on in our heads.
No, that's right. Different things go on in your head, but not band music, no.
Not so much. I'm more kind of a choral and chamber music kind of person.
Oh, right, yeah.
But, yeah, okay. So have you suffered this so-called radiation poisoning?
Have I suffered radiation poisoning? You're coming all the way out here to ask me if I'm suffering from radiation poisoning.
Yeah, I'm beginning to regret that.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. And do you know what the radiation's from? I mean, as I've been told, we don't have any kind of scientists who are prepared to go down and do any testing, unfortunately. What do you think is the radiation?
It's cheap shielding. It's just cheap shielding. I mean, we're on blooming Mars, aren't we?
Right.
Like
cheap
space
shielding.
Radiation. It's just not right. It's just, yeah, it's like all corroded and like letting space in, you know, space greebly stuff, you know. I don't know what the technical terms for it are because I'm a musician. I'm not a smart man, you know.
Oh, okay. Right. I mean, I assume because it was a mine that it was something under the earth, but actually, like, if it's, you know, something to do with the Mars atmosphere not being up to speed, then perhaps it's radiation from the sun.
Stuff seeping in, yeah. I mean, you know,
I read The Space Economist, and it's very insightful, and I just pick up things from there.
Because the mines are outside, you know, they're outside the colony, the compound. You got to get there, you know. I'm losing my accent totally, but you know, it's fine.
It
does make sense, actually, that the radiation would be something from under the ground and not from outside in space. But I've gone with it now. It's from outer space.
It's from outer space. And you reckon that... okay,
it's
so
in the factories as well. Like, you know, it's just...
I think that all I need is someone with some kind of mechanical know-how.
Yeah, hey. Yeah.
To give some kind of
fix some stuff.
Quantity of shielding. That's
required.
Yeah,
I don't know what quantity means, but that sounds like a good word, yeah.
Amount. How
amount?
Much?
Lots.
How much shielding will you need?
Some. Yeah, we need some. I mean, we won't need it because we don't work in the mine.
Do you know the mine like safety officer? Because they always have a like a qualification in mechanics engineering.
Yeah, I did know him, yeah. Yeah, his name is Barry. His name is Barry. Yeah, the man's safety officer. Yeah, his name is Barry, but he died. Nah, he fell off. He fell off. He wasn't paying proper attention to safety precautions, and he fell off a ladder.
Okay.
So right. The new one's name, his name is, mate, this accent, I'm really bad at it. So yeah, the new guy, his name's Rory.
Rory, where's Rory? Do you know where Rory is?
Rory's like, he's probably at work.
Okay.
Yeah, the man's like 24 hours of shift work, yeah.
He's a safety officer now.
He's a safety officer, yeah, Rory.
Okay, look, I think I might be able to make some headway here.
Rory Janiston.
I'm going to need to talk to Rory Janiston.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, Max, do you know where Rory Janiston is?
Yeah, he's at work. Come on, Mum. Thanks, Marvin, Lee, Till. Yeah, go on, you get back to your music. Get back to your stuff, innit? Hey, you know we don't make music no more since it's been made illegal and we had to sell our instruments to buy baked beans so we could eat some food.
Oh, well, look, I'll tell you what. I've got some supplies that I grabbed from the minibar. Mars bars for everyone.
Mars, Mars, because we're on Mars. Hey, you're a funny one, you. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and I hand out genuine Mars bars.
Nice.
And I think that's the end of my personal scene.
And that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for joining us, as ever. I really hope you enjoyed that. We had a lot of fun playing this game. I really hope that sort of comes across in the recordings. So yeah, we'll be back in 2 weeks' time for the next episode. We'll find out what happens next. As ever, if you want to contact us, you can find us on Twitter at the GM and me. You can email us, craig@thegamemasterandme.com, or you can find us on our website, www.thegamemasterandme.com, and then there's links to all the places that we hide there. So yeah, see you in a couple of weeks' time, and remember, stay vigilant, adventurers.